Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.
Welcome to today's Robotics Roundup. Gay Crux here. Quick map. Three headlines driving the week. Agility's $2.5 billion SPAC puts humanoid deployment on a hard timeline. OpenAI is doubling down on on-site engineering as the real lever for ROI. And Anthropic's Claude Tag is starting to live inside Slack for robotics teams. Buckle up. Deployment discipline is the running theme.
Saddletager, starting with agility. That $2.5 billion gives Digit breathing room to scale. But investors have a short leash now. It's no longer product promise stage. It's about hitting manufacturing yield targets and proving robots actually deliver value on real sites.
Exactly. Scaling a humanoid isn't just more assembly lines. It's yield math. Every percentage point of assembly or calibration failure cascades into higher unit cost, delayed deployments, and worse ROI comparisons against human labor or simpler automation.
And once units are live, site uptime becomes the battleground. Robots need predictable availability, spare parts logistics, and trained operators. If uptime slips or MTTR balloons, the business case evaporates, even with big funding behind it.
That dovetails into story two. OpenAI says Codex growth is healthy, but their deployment secret is embedding engineers inside customer workflows, live feedback loops back to research that turn model updates into operational wins.
On-site engineers matter because they translate ML outputs into durable integrations. They patch workflow edges, tune prompts against real noise, and instrument ROI metrics. Cheaper models alone don't replace that human-in-the-loop work.
Which is why the humanoid play and OpenAI's approach converge. Both need continuous operational engineering, people who measure, tune, and teach systems in the field. The tech is only as good as the deployment model around it.
Now, Anthropic's Claude Tag brings ambient Slack memory to robotics teams, a persistent assistant that summarizes threads, surfaces previous fixes, and reduces context switching for ops and engineers working across shifts and sites.
Useful, but not a panacea. Persistent context can carry stale or incorrect assumptions into decisions. For robots that act in the physical world, bad context is riskier than in pure software. So memory needs curation, access controls, and explicit verification steps.
Deployment discipline is the operative phrase. Practical controls look like versioned memories, retention rules, audit trails, and SLAs for how the assistant's suggestions are validated. Trackable metrics matter: MTTR, false positive context rate, and time saved per operator.
Across these stories, the non-sexy operational work is decisive. Training operators, running pilots that generate measurable KPIs, and building feedback loops that researchers and engineers actually consume. Investors will watch those signals, not just headlines.
Synthesis, funding, smarter models, and ambient memory all help, but the payoff for physical AI hinges on disciplined deployments, tight metrics, yield, uptime, cycle time, human-in-the-loop engineering, and governance around persistent context. That's the triad teams and investors should measure.
That's our rundown for 25 June. Tune in next time for updates on yields, field uptime, and any new tricks operators use to tame these systems. Thanks for listening.
Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.